I want to go quickly, Logan, to another clip, make sure I got audio. I've just gotten word that a good friend of mine has passed away, Dr. Ed Heinzen. He has been here in our studio. He was part of our Holocaust Horizon television special that we had coming out of this studio live a few years ago. And then a few months later, I held that conference with the same guys, a lot of the same guys, but additional new talks, that very same conference theme, Holocaust Horizon. Here's Dr. Ed Heinzen speaking at my Ozarks Worldview Weekend in 2019. He's 77 years old. He just passed away, author of over 40 books. I want to play just a clip of him speaking at my Ozarks conference in 2019 before I go to Karen Kingston. Here's my friend, Dr. Ed Heinzen.
The prophet Isaiah foresaw this hundreds of years in advance. As he comes down to the end of his book, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8, he says, "Who has heard of such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Shall a nation be born at once? But as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children." Isaiah, by the inspiration of the Spirit of God, looks down through the tunnel of time, looks down through the halls of history into the distant future, some 2,700 years, and says, one day Israel will become a nation in one day. It happened on May 14, 1948, when on that one day, the Jewish people dared to declare their independence. And the intensity of Satan's hatred was unleashed again as they were attacked by nearly every one of their neighbors instantly and had to fight their war of independence, fight for their own survival. Some of you are old enough here tonight that you remember the Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur War, and all the other battles that have gone on over the years where the neighbors of Israel, time and time again, under extreme Islamic hatred, have attempted to annihilate her and drive her out of the land. And yet the prophet Amos said Israel would return a second time to the land, never to be driven out again. That God has promised to put down a stake at the time of the end. Now, if Bible prophecy assumes Israel will be back in the land in the last days, and Israel's there, that at least ought to get our attention.
My friend Dr. Ed Heinzen at my Ozarks Worldview Weekend 2019 passed away, graduated, was promoted this week to glory. Dr. Ed Heinzen.